three people talking about security measures.
Jane.
It was really late at night, it was about 2 in the morning, and the light was changing to red, and so I drove straight through, and there was a flash, so obviously, like, I'd had my photograph taken. And so they made me pay a £200 fine, and they made me go to a special education sort of session at the police station over a weekend. And I suppose they were really strict because it is a crossing by a primary school. And I understand that road safety is really important, but I did think it was a bit over the top. As, you know, I wasn't really doing anything that dangerous. And it's not as if any school children were actually crossing the road at 2 in the morning. So, yeah, I do think it's a bit unfair.
Yuri.
I think they serve no purpose whatsoever. Drivers know exactly where they are, so they just slow down when they come to them. There's one on the bypass I go on every morning to work. Everyone goes batting along at 80, 100, then they all slow down to 60, and then they speed up again. It's quite ludicrous. What they're really there for is so the police can earn some money.
Patrick.
Yeah, I think they're probably necessary, but sometimes I think it's just a bit out of proportion. I mean, last time I went through, I had to take off my belt and my shoes, and they looked through everything. There was even a small tube of shaving cream I had. You either go back and buy a special bag to put it in, or you couldn't take it through. But at no point did they actually ask to see my passport. It was ridiculous. Talk about getting priorities wrong.
Tina.
I do think they're a very sensible idea. I mean, if you think about it, it does make it safer to buy things, as long as you can remember your PIN, that is. I remember when they first came out, I'd be at the supermarket buying loads of things, and then you get to the till ready to pay, and all you have is your card. And I couldn't remember the number. There was a huge queue of people standing behind me. It was really embarrassing.